Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open. And here's your host, the Lady DJ.
So, like most girls my age at the time, I was in love with New Edition, specifically Johnny Gill, though I did have a thing for Ronnie DeVoe as well. And at that time, the early to mid-1990s, there were quite a few R&B boy bands that made all the little girls and the grown women swoon. Now, more importantly, though, they were producing quality music that made us dance or provided the soundtrack for our innocent little love relationships. And I was recently gifted with an old school slow jams playlist, and it got me to thinking about all of the groups that I loved and how things have changed. You know, while boy bands still exist in the world of pop music, though not like in the past, there are even fewer in the world of soul and R&B. Now, luckily, music never dies, so I thought it would be fun to look back at some of the biggest R&B boy bands of the 90s and the songs that defined our childhood. Now, if these songs are a little bit before your time, no worries. You'll likely catch samples or references, maybe even lyrics that inspired some of the artists and the songs that you love today. So, let's get started, okay? Up first, this is a group from Philadelphia. They were originally known as Unique Attraction. It was started by friends Nathan Morris and Mark Nelson at the Philadelphia High School for the Creative and Performing Arts. They were heavily inspired by another supergroup, New Edition, and one day after rounding out their roster, they snuck backstage and at a New Edition concert, and they found themselves face-to-face with Michael Bivins. Now, they got together and sang their rendition of Can You Stand the Rain, which, by the way, we will hear later on this hour. And that was it. Michael agreed to help produce their group, and after a few minor delays and a name change, they released their debut album, Coolie High Harmony, in 1991. And here is the first single from that album and the song that put them on the musical map. This is Boys to Men with Motown Philly inside the Soul Lounge.
Yo, fellas, y'all ready to do this?
Yeah, yo, what's up, guys?
Yeah. What's up, man? Going on? Boys are in effect, yeah. Yeah. And it's about time. Yo, let's rip this up.
Boys are in. Boys are in. Boys are in.
Boys.
one day back in Philly. Four guys wanted to sing. They came up to me, I said, well, what's your name?
Boyz II Men.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Then I said, all right, fellas, well, let me see what you can do. And then a smile when they won you and said, yo, Mike, check this out. See if this one moves.
Music is the language of the soul.
Full effect.
Take no more. And that night, I played the wall.
checking out the fellas, the highs and lows, keeping one eye open, still clocking them. There was one particular girl that stood out from the rest, poison as can be with a high power chest. Michael Billingsley, and I'm running the show. Belle, Biff DeVoe. Now you know.
Slick blow.
It's driving me.
The members decided that it was time to take a break, focus on individual projects. You know, now Bobby Brown had already had his successful solo career, and Johnny Gill, who was a solo artist before joining the group, went back into the studio to record his own album, and then the lead singer, Ralph Tresvant, went on to do the same. So that left Ricky Bell, Michael Bivins, and Ronnie DeVoe. And the trio thought that it was time to move in to an entirely different direction, another space. So they all wanted to make music that inspired fans to party and have a great time. So at the suggestion of producers Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, they went into the studio as Belle, Biv DeVoe, and recorded their debut album, which is called Poison. Now, the members have gone on record stating that they hoped Poison would be a successful album, but they had no idea it would be as big as it was. And what you just heard, of course, was the title track to the 3x platinum album. Now, coming up next, a group that, though they would find great success in the 90s, actually came together in the late 1980s. Tony's first single was inspired by a song that runaway slaves would sing to help each other survive the journey along the Underground Railroad, just out of the hell of slavery and into the promised land. And this song that we're about to hear was released in 1988 on their debut album titled Who. The song made it to number one on the U.S. R&B chart. This is Tony with an old school hit now titled Little Walter inside the Soul Lounge.
Old school soul.
Hey, little Walter.
Hey, little Walter.
Hey, little Walter, listen.
Hey, little Walter.
Something's gonna get you, little Walter.
Yeah.
inside the Soul Lounge.
Can you hear me?
that was music from the incredible Mint Condition. That was a remix version of their very popular song, Pretty Brown Eyes, or Breaking My Heart is actually the name of the song. We call it Pretty Brown Eyes. Anyway, you know, they are a group of singers and musicians that also came together back in the late 1980s. They were in high school, and they were performing all around their hometown of Minneapolis, which happens to be where Prince lives and works, and also where producers Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis were working. And so the producers discovered the group at a talent show and then signed them to their label. And although Mint Condition is primarily known for their R&B ballads, like the one that we just heard, the group's repertoire is far, far more diverse. I mean, they can rock traditional jazz, they can rock rock, they can rock funk grooves. They've been known to play around a little bit with Latin and Jamaican styles as well. Now, Mint Condition continues to tour all around the world and will probably come around your way at some point. So if you ever find out that they are in your area, do yourself a favor and get a ticket. I promise you, you will not regret it. Also, I promise you will not regret reaching out to me if you need to via social media. You know, I love to hear from you. So meet me on Twitter at VOA Lady DJ. We'll be back with the second half of Soul Lounge in just a bit.
From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
So our look back at the most popular R&B boy bands of the 1990s continues inside the Soul Lounge. I am the Lady DJ. And coming up next, we have a musical group out of a small town called Waco, Texas. Now, High Five owed a great deal of their success to the genius of Teddy Riley, who had his hand in at least three of the groups that we're going to hear from in this half of the show. Their debut album was recorded in late 1989, and for the most part, the early 1990s. Throughout that time, they remained on the R&B Billboard charts. And while they are best known for their song, I Like the Kissing Game, you remember that one, this next cut called Quality Time from their sophomore album, Keep It Going On, reached number 3 on the charts. Pretty respectable position. Now, Quality Time features vocals from the group's lead singer, Tony Thompson, who unfortunately died in 2007 at the age of 31 from Freon poisoning. And though the group attempted to move on after his death, they were never able to capture the sound and the spirit of the original lineup. But here they are, High Five with Quality Time inside Soul Lounge.
Quality time with you.
Girl, I'll be right there.
I'll be right there.
Oh, yeah.
gonna spend my time, yeah.
It sounds so good.
Dream on, dream away. I think I'm gonna have to stay.
Yes,
bet you do. That was Color Me Bad, an R&B group out of Oklahoma, which is a state that's probably better known for country and western and R&B and soul. But those guys put Oklahoma on the map. In the 1990s, Color Me Bad became well known not only in the U.S., but Australia, the Philippines, Indonesia, all parts of East Asia, the U.K. and Europe, Canada, and again here. I Adore Mia Moore actually was the second number one hit off of their debut album, CMB. The album went on to sell 6 million records, of course, certified triple platinum, and the group went on to release a few more albums before concentrating on their individual projects. Recently, members Bryan Adams and Mark Calderon, as well as Kevin Thornton, began to tour in Singapore as Color Me Bad, while Sam Waters has built a second career as a record producer. He's worked with Jessica Simpson and Celine Dion, Fantasia, as well as Kelly Clarkson. All right, so coming up next, another old school cut, but this time from a group that defined the sound of the early 90s. It was called New Jack Swing. Founding member and producer Teddy Riley got together with Aaron Hall and Timmy Gatling, who would eventually be replaced by Aaron's brother Damian, to create a vehicle for his own music. Now, Teddy had already been working as a songwriter and a producer in New York. He was responsible for Bobby Brown's My Prerogative, and remember Johnny Kemp's hit Just Got Paid? That was Teddy Riley as well. So in 1988, they released their self-titled debut album, which did very well on the charts, sold over 2 million units. The group eventually disbanded in 1992, but not before they left their mark on R&B music for good. Now, here is a cut that is guaranteed to get the party started. This is Guy with Groove Me, another old school cut inside the Soul Lounge.
Old school soul.
Groove Me.
Oh yeah,
baby,
yeah, yeah,
you're so nice.
Oh yeah, baby,
chilling like the way you do.
Hey,
chilling like the way you do.
Groove me, baby.
Groove me, baby.
Groove me, baby.
starts to be not over. The party's not over. All right.
Okay.
You're inside the Soul Lounge.
Another hit brought to us by Teddy Riley. That was Blackstreet with Before I Let You Go inside the Soul Lounge. Now, after the breakup of his group Guy, Teddy decided to form yet another group that would sometimes feature him on lead, not necessarily in the case of that last song, but would also be a showcase for his talent. So he got together with Chauncey Hannibal, better known as C. Black, and a few other friends, and they released their first album, Black Street, in 1994. And to no one's surprise, the album reached the top 10 on the R&B charts. It sold 1 million copies, and it featured the early work of Chad Hugo and Pharrell Williams, better known as, at that time, the Neptunes. Michael Jackson and Eric Sermon also worked on that album. All right, so you may remember earlier in the show, I mentioned that one of my all-time favorite R&B boy bands is New Edition. My very first concert, or the one that my mom let me go to on my own, was a New Edition concert. One of my very first cassettes, yes, I am old school, was a New Edition release. And as a young girl, every single morning, I remember, I would wake up to this next song. There was something about Johnny Gill's voice. I don't know what it is. Those first few notes that just instantly put me in a great mood. So I don't think this show would be complete, at least not as far as I'm concerned, without New Edition. So here they are. Can You Stand the Rain? Next, Inside the Soul Lounge.
Stand.
it looks like we've come to the end of our journey down memory lane. And as many great groups as I was able to include in this hour, I left quite a few out, so I guess I'll have to do a part two. But while I work on that, I think I am going to leave you with a group out of Baltimore, Maryland. They started singing at a popular tourist attraction called the Fudgery. This was a place where employees would sing out loud as they stirred and made fudge. And the story is one that we've heard before. A popular local music producer hears them, books some studio time. They release an album. It becomes a huge hit. I am talking about Drew Hill. So I'm going to leave you dancing up out of the Soul Lounge with a new song, or this next song, I should say. It's a remix of their number one hit that was from their self-titled debut album. So Drew Hill, they're up next with In My Bed. You love this one. I know it because you tell me it's the remix. Until we meet again, take care of yourselves and each other. Holla.
You want to dance? I'm going to make you dance. You wanna move? I'ma make the move, True Hill. Come on.
I've got this feeling I can't turn it loose. That somebody else is getting next to you.
Yeah.
Can't walk around like I was your fool. Cause being who I am, I can't lose my cool. My friends keep telling me about things going on. But deep in my heart, babe, I hope that I'm wrong. Somebody sleeping in my bed.
My bed.
Something's wrong, cause it's written on your face. Said it hurts so bad when I walk through the door. But you know one thing, I...
Radio თავისუფლება უსმინეთ ჩვენს პროგრამებს სადავო საკითხებზე.
ეს იგი როზა ლუქსემბურგის ოცნების შრომის კოდექსი არის შესული.
სინამდვილეში ეს არის ქართული ოცნების ამორჩეულთა საოცნებო შრომის კოდექსი
და გადაცემებს საკითხებზე, რომლებზეც მოქალაქეთა უმრავლესობა თანხდება.
ჩვენ გვიდა საქართველოში ავანშიროთ ევროპული ტიპის დემოკრატია.
ევროკავშირსა და ნატოში ინტეგრაცია არის ჩვენი სტრატეგიული არჩევანი.
რადიო თავისუფლება ობიექტური მაუწყებლობის 60-წლიანი ტრადიცია.